Vielen Dank zu Matthias, and I'm going to switch to English because this is my working language here. Thanks very much for everyone for coming, and yes, I'm just going to briefly talk about this specific collaboration with Caroline Heider that I'm very pleased actually to present, because I find it's a very nice sort of linear sequence from the previous exhibition where with Matthias Perschel, the demo room actually became a sort of pedestal to one of his works, so it was piled up and wasn't actually visible. And this time round, Caroline, working very specifically with a very overloaded space, which is the one of the institutional sort of kind of aula that represents a specific environment, the box, which is equally a very specific environment that is being given to her as an exhibition space and has been given equally to me to work with, and working also with the situation which is already set up, in the stone walls as well as the seating area. She's basically been really considering all these different elements that were already present and actually work well achieved in terms of, as far as I can see, working and turning them around to make some kind of suggestion of interventions into these pre-existing conditions. So just to say, the idea of the box sort of became from some discussions that we had. Caroline had already started working with the idea of Pinocchio, which she found fascinating in, for various reasons that she will tell you about later. I don't want to go into your specific
tomorrow.
Work.
Tomorrow at 16.
The idea was to actually use the box and turn it into a real object itself. So rather than using it as a shell or a container, she basically decided to use it as a proper object. And in fact, what is interesting is the fact that Pinocchio not being even inside becomes a sort of framework to the actual box that becomes the real object inside, which is also quite interesting, or the tournement or overturn of the situation. Equally, you probably we'll see that there is a lot of white present in this exhibition as well, with the photographs and the covering up of the statue. And again, was the sort of idea of playing with this idea of whiteness, which obviously references the idea of the white cube, which doesn't exist here. It's a total conceptual construct. And actually pursuing or making some holes into the wall as much as covering up with some white, something that is, again, sort of kind of already institutionally and politically quite loaded here. But again, we'll leave this to further discussions tomorrow with Andrea Spiegel, when they will go more in detail with the work. I just wanted to say that it was a magnificent experience to be working with Caroline. And
thank you very much. Also with you.
And yes, I hope that you can come back next week. We have another opening next Tuesday where Karin Ferrari will exhibit her work. It will be, again, a totally different exhibition, so the box will disappear and will sort of kind of be revisited in another sort of reincarnation. So I hope you can come, and thanks very much again for being here tonight.